Hello, med students. This is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. So I'm going to apologize here. I actually had a pre-recorded clinical-ish episode for this week ready to go because I'm going to actually be at a wedding. I've kind of decided last second that I'm going to cancel that episode. It's just, it's one of those situations where discretion is the better part of valor for me, and I'm just not going to post it, which is a shame. It's probably some of the best, most impassioned stuff I've ever recorded, but I can't do it. It's a bad idea. This is not the right forum to post that content, but I do want to take this opportunity to just make a teaching point for your career, using this kind of as an example, at least in my mind. Pretty non-clinical episode, but there are two things that I would like to teach today. The first thing is that, so social media, podcasting, blogs, online stuff, I love it. I'm totally a millennial, and you know me, I'm not like some like rigid medical professional guy. But in today's society, especially as healthcare providers, we have to be really, really careful how we portray ourselves online, because you don't know who is listening. People who may be offended, who may go full out keyboard activist and take stuff out of context. There are so many just classic pitfalls with this stuff. Stories out there, landmines with social media ready to mess up your career goals and your ability to take good care of patients. HIPAA violations, Instagram photos in your scrubs with your badge accidentally showing. The classic one is people getting fired because they rant about work. They make some post that rants about their job. For our generation, this is the type of stuff that I feel like has been getting us in the most trouble. You would be surprised. Seemingly random people will absolutely send stuff to your hospital administration to try to hurt you, to get payback for bad care, or because maybe they don't like you or they're just offended. You have to be really careful with what you are putting online as a medical provider. You have to be very wise. That's the first thing I would like to emphasize to you today. So many cases I have like seen and read where this has happened. Not to jinx myself, but I've been able to avoid this pretty well, even like put out like a lot of content. Be careful with what you put online. And if you have to think too hard about it, just don't post it because it's not worth the risk. And then the second thing I would like to say is that even though I love online education, it's a great way to learn, it in no way replaces good quality one-on-one teaching with a clinician role model of your choosing in person. And the reason I say that is because there are just some important things that can't be publicly said in a podcast. And I'm just going to give you an example. This wasn't going to be like what the episode was on, but M&M conference, morbidity and mortality. Probably some of the best education that you can receive as a resident is discussing your real life cases that go sour with real details and timestamps and people reading your note and people nitpicking you in public, and it sticks with you. I have had multiple patients already as an attending that have been saved because of lessons I learned in M&M conference in residency. But even though case discussion like that is like incredibly useful for your education, like there's no way anyone's going to put that online, right? And that's just an example. There are lots of things that you need to learn about the art of medicine that nobody can tell you in a public forum. It is incredibly so important that you find somebody at your school or at your training program, and then at your future job, that you have the utmost respect for, that can teach you some of this real world stuff. You need a mentor, because as much as you might like to think that pretty much everything can be like learned online or from books, FOMED misses a big chunk of important lessons that can only be taught in a private setting. As an attending, I am telling you, there are some things that just cannot go online. There are some things I will never, ever post publicly. It is important that you find a clinical mentor that you trust, that you can ask the hard questions to, that is, experience and knows what they are doing and they've been through it too, where you can speak honestly and freely and safely. And it does not have to be an attending necessarily. It can be an experienced nurse or a PA or a medic, but somebody that you respect that clearly knows their stuff. Please be very, very careful with the content you put online. Medical professionals are judged at a very high, probably even, to be honest, like unfair standard, unrealistic standard, especially with social media. But your career is much, much more valuable to you financially and just to the world in general than the number of Instagram followers you have or your retweets or your YouTube subs or whatever social media thing you're into. Do not risk your career for that type of stuff ever. If you're questioning to yourself whether or not, like, is this photo of me, like, covered in the patient's blood, like, is this a good idea to take? I don't know. Like, just don't do it. And then never let a podcast replace one-on-one mentorship. You need to basically submit yourself to a mentor that you choose and let them really teach you. Trusting relationships like that are how real-world medicine is most effectively taught, how the real issues that everyone is thinking but nobody can say out loud, this is how you discuss that, not in a podcast episode, not in a tweet. You need to find somebody that can fill that role now and eventually do that for somebody less experienced than you in the future too. Remember that. So no other content this week. I just wanted to emphasize that. Until next time, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.